ओम हरि ओम तत्सत श्री गुरुभ्यो नमः। हरि ओम ओम आप्यायन्तु ममांगानि वाक् प्राणश्चक्षुश्रोत्रमथो बलमिन्द्रियाणि च सर्वाणि सर्वं ब्रह्मोपनिषदं माहं ब्रह्म निराकुर्याम् मा ब्रह्म निराकरोत् अनिराकरणमस्तु निराकरणं मे अस्तु। तदात्मनि निरतेय उपनिषत्सु धर्मास्ते मयि सन्तु ते मयि सन्तु। ओम शांति 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 ही। ओम आप्यायन्तु ममांगानि वाक् प्राणश्चक्षुश्रोत्रमथो बलमिन्द्रियाणि च सर्वाणि सर्वं ब्रह्म उपनिषदं माहं ब्रह्म निराकुर्याम् मा ब्रह्म निराकरोत् अनिराकरणमस्त्व निराकरणं मे अस्तु। तदात्मनि निरतेय उपनिषत्सु धर्मास्ते मयि सन्तु ते मयि सन्तु। ओम शांति शांति शांति। I'm sure you all must memorize the Shanti Mantra, Samaveda Shanti Pathaha. This Keno Upanishad found in the Talavakara Brahmanam of Talavakara Shaka of Samaveda. So it's a Talavakara Upanishad. It's also known as Talavakara Upanishad. Only thing is, this Upanishad is found as the ninth subject matter of the ninth chapter of Talavakara Brahmanam. But first eight chapters only present the karmani, karmas and upasanani. Therefore, the subject matter changes. Even though they are all together as one book in Talavakara Brahmanam, up to the eighth chapter, the shastram is different shastram. The ninth chapter is complete presents a different shastram. It's a Upanishad. It's a Jnana Kanda Vishayaha. Up to the eighth chapter, we have Karma Kanda Vishayaha, subject matter of Karma Kanda, the pertaining to rituals, meditations, disciplines, values, etc. But here, this Upanishad, ninth chapter, completely presents a different subject matter of the Jnana Kanda, the Upanishad. And this Upanishad begins with this question, Kena. Therefore, it is also known as Keno, Talavakara Upanishad, also known as Keno Upanishad. And before entering into the actual text, Shankara Bhagavatpada, as a Bhashyakaraha, as a commentator, he presents here Sambandha Bhashyam as an Upodghata Bhashyam. Upodghata Bhashyam is introductory commentary. But here, introductory commentary is in the form of Sambandha Bhashyam, the Bhashyam where Shankara Bhagavatpada presents the connection between the subject matter of the eighth chapters which have gone before and subject matter of the ninth chapter which is going to be discussed in this text. The connection has to be presented. Therefore, we have seen a Sambandha Bhashyam, correct? No. So we saw already only one sentence we have seen. Quickly I can go through sentence and we can continue from where we left. So Kena Ishitam Ityadya Upanishad. Ityadya Upanishad. Why Ityadya Upanishad? The Upanishad which begins with the sentence Kena Ishitam begins with these words Kena Ishitam. Ityadya Upanishad. Upanishad happens to be a Srilinga Shabdaha. We say Ityadya Upanishad. The Upanishad with the beginning sentence Kena Ishitam. actually is here Parabrahma Vishaya Vaktavya Iti. Parabrahma Vishaya Vaktavya Iti Namasya Adhyayasya Arambaha. Kimartam Namasya Adhyayasya Arambaha Kriyate. Why is the ninth chapter begin? Ninth chapter is begin with an intention that Parabrahma Vishaya Upanishad Vaktavya. The Upanishad, beginning with a sentence Kena Ishitam, and having subject matter of Parambrahma, should be taught. Vaktavya, Upanishad Vaktavya. The Upanishad should be taught. Which Upanishad? The Upanishad Kena Ishitam Ityadya Upanishad. The Upanishad which begins with a sentence Kena Ishitam. Punaha Kidrishi Upanishad Parabrahma Vishaya Upanishad. Upanishad having Parambrahma, Parabrahma, absolute reality as its main content, should be taught, should be imparted. Thus, Namasya Adhyayasya Arambaha. Therefore, here is the beginning, the commencement of the ninth chapter. Clear? Okay. We have two adjectives of the word Upanishad. Kena Ishitam Ityadya Upanishad. Parabrahma Vishaya Upanishad. Such Upanishad must be taught, imparted. Thus, iti, with intent, with this intention, Namasya Adhyayasya Arambaha. Okay. Prag Etasmat, Etasmat Prag, before the beginning of this Upanishad, Aseshataha Karmani Parisamapitani, all rituals have been discussed completely. Again, even the upasanam, meditations pertaining to prana, depending on whom alone all rituals are performed. Samasta karmashraya bhutasya pranasya upasanani uktani. All meditations also have been discussed, especially meditation pertaining to prana. And prana, who is the basis for all rituals. And meditations were presented again, which form part of the karma. Karmanga vishayani upasanani. They're not independently practiced meditations. And meditation which have to be practiced as part of the performance of ritual, all of them have been already discussed in the first 8 chapters. Thereafter, anantaram, Gayatra Samavishyam Darshanam Vamshantam Uktam. So after presenting the subject matter of rituals, subject matter of meditation on prana, and independent meditations, and also meditations on prana, which are prescribed as part of the rituals, all of them have been discussed. Thereafter, anantaram, and after that, specifically again, the meditation on Hiranyagarbha, darshanam is another word for upasanam. Meditation for which the subject matter is Hiranyagarbha, known as Gayatri Sama. So the Hiranyagarbha is known as Gayatri Sama, and this, there's a meditation pertaining to Hiranyagarbha, known as Gayatri Sama, was also mentioned. And not only that, Vamshantam Uktam. We have not studied all 8 chapters. So Bhagavad Pada tells, don't worry, what all, you know, this is what has happened already. And he says, Vamshantam Uktam. Vamshantaha means what? The continuity of the lineage of teachers also was mentioned, where towards the end. This is how, this is the very brief information pertaining to subject matter of the first 8 chapters. Now, I'm coming to today's class. Okay? Sarvam etad yathoktam karma cha jnanam cha. Sarvam etad sarvam. Sarvam etad etad sarvam. Esam is all this. Uktam, yathoktam, as prescribed. All this as prescribed. What has been prescribed? Karma cha jnanam cha. Please remember the word jnanam here means upasanam, does not mean knowledge. Karma cha jnanam cha. The subject matter of karma and jnanam, meditation, upasanam, all this as prescribed, as instructed here. Samyak anushthitam. When practiced, followed properly as instructed. Samyak anushthitam. Karma cha jnanam cha samyak anushthitam yathoktam. Etat sarvam. Sattva shuddhyartam bhavati. See, the karma and upasanam practiced well, followed well, does not go waste. Definitely, it contributes for sattva shuddhyartam bhavati. It serves the purpose of mental purification. Sattva shuddhyartam bhavati. But for whom? Not for anybody. Nishkamasya mukshoho. See, this karma and upasanam, jnanam and karma, prescribed in the first 8 chapters, when practiced well, followed well, by a person who has purushartha nischeha and who is aspiring for moksha, who is aspiring for jnanam, and whose focus is on mental preparation, such a person's karma and upasana becomes nishkamaha. Nirgataha kamaha yasmat saha nishkamaha. The person from whom desires for worldly things have gone, he is nishkamaha. Hacha person umukshuhu is a nishkamaha, but still he performs karma and upasanam. What is it for? So karma and upasanam, well practiced, properly practiced, as instructed by a person who is aspiring for moksha and who is nishkamaha, for him, this karma and upasanam, sattva shuddhyartam bhavati, contributes for mental purification. Whereas, if a person who practiced well karma and upasanam prescribed in the first 8 chapters, but he only practiced karma with upasanam, and he is also not aspiring for moksha, he is not aspiring for jnanam, such a person's interest must be what? Only for arthakamas. Such a person is sakamaha. See, the person who practices, if he performs rituals prescribed in the karma kanda, but who he does not practice meditation, between he is a mere performer of rituals, and he is not a mukshuhu, he is not a jignyasuhu, he is not nishkamaha, then he performs rituals only for arthakamas, then he is sakamaha. So what is the benefit of sakama person enjoys? Sakamasya jnanarahitasya. Jnanarahitaha means the person who is a performer of rituals without the meditation, practice of meditation, who is bereft of, devoid of meditation. Jnanarahitasya sakamasya. For a person who is mere performer of rituals, who is a sakamaha, who is who is not Mumukshuhu or Jigyasuhu, who is not Nishkamaha, who is interested only Arthakamas for such a person, and who only performs rituals, who does not practice meditations, for him, Kevalani Sautani Karmani. Kevalani Sautani Karmani. Mere rituals prescribed by the Shruti and Smriti. Kevalani Srautani Smartani Cha Karmani. Kevalani Karmani, because Upasana Rahitam, Jnana Rahitam. The mere rituals, not combined with the meditation, the rituals prescribed by the Shruti and the Smriti, such rituals, punaravrittaye bhavanti, dakshina marga pratipattaye punaravrittaye cha bhavanti. For sakama purushaha, sakamaha is a person who is with desires for time-bound material ends, arthakamas. Nishkamaha is a person who is aspiring for spiritual end. Sakamaha is the person who is aspiring for time-bound material ends. For him, when a Sakamaha performs these rituals without combining them with meditation, and those rituals produce the result which contribute for Dakshinamarga Pratipattihi. Dakshinamarga Pratipatti. Pratipatti means attainment. They contribute for the attainment of Dakshina Margaha, Dakshinaha Margaha, Southern Path. It contributes for the attainment of Southern Path. So attainment of Southern Path means what? Southern Dakshinaha Margaha is also known as Krishnaha Margaha, Krishna Margaha. Or you can say Lunar Path, Krishna Gatihi. Dakshinaha Margaha is known as Krishna Gatihi or Chandra Gatihi. Krishna Gatihi, Chandra Gatihi, Dakshinaha Margaha mean the same. So this person attains the Dakshina Margaha, means he will have the benefit with which he can travel through Krishna Gatihi, the dark path or lunar path, otherwise known as southern path. And he can go to the higher lokas, and there he can enjoy those pleasures or objects of higher lokas, but there's no possibility of attaining mukti there. And when the punyam gets exhausted, he has to come back. Therefore, such mere performance of rituals, unconnected with meditations of a person who is Sakamaha, contribute for the attainment of Southern Path, which will result in returning into this world. Punaravruttayecha bhavanti. Meendum thirumbi varuvadarku vazhivagukkum. Punaravruttayecha bhavanti. Punaravruttihi means what? Avruttihi means returning, repeating. Punaha avruttihi means again the person, it contributes for the person's returning into this world of samsara. He can enjoy the higher lokas, pleasures, as long as he has punyam. The punyam which has earned is only that much punyam, that he cannot go to Brahma Loka, but higher lokas where he can exhaust his punyam, and he has to come back. Sakamasya Karmani. See, Jnana Rahitasya Sakamasya Kevalani Shautani Smartani Cha Karmani Dakshina Marga Pratipattaye Punaravruttaye Cha Bhavanti. Is it clear now? Definitely this person returns. Whereas Nishkamasya Purushasya, what happens for a person who still performs rituals, he practices meditation, combines them rituals with the meditation also, but his focus is not on, he is Nishkama, focus is not on Arthakamas, time-bound material ends, he is aspiring for Moksha Jnanam. Only for such a person, this Jnana Karma Samuchaya, the Upasana Karma Samuchaya, the synthesis of performance of rituals with meditation contributes for mental purification. Sattva Shuddhaye Bhavati. Understood? Very clear? Okay. I'll go to the next sentence. We had to be very patient to go to enter into the Upanishad. Only Sambandha Bhashya we are still seeing. Swabhavikyatu. Swabhavikyatvashastriyaya pravrutya. Let me break it here. Swabhavikya tu ashastriyaya pravrutya pashvadisthavaranta adhogatihi syat. See, now he has talked about people of two different levels. The nishkamaha manushyaha, who is a mukshuhu, who is aspiring for moksha, who is aspiring for jnanam, who is having his focus on mental preparation, even a person practices meditation, performing rituals, such, for such a person, all that he does contributes for antakarna shuddhi, mental purification. So that naturally the person in due course of time will be eligible to attain jnanam, then he'll attain mokshaha. He's a karma yogi. Whereas the person who is a karmi, who performs rituals, doesn't combine them with meditation, but he is aspiring for arthakamas, such a person, of course, as a result of that punyam, he will be eligible to travel through dakshina gatihi, and when he exhausts his punyam, he has to come back. It contributes for punaravrittihi, returning. Punaravrittihi means returning into this samsara. Whereas, there are people who are neither karma yogis nor karmis. I mean, they do not do any worship at all. People completely non-worshippers. Non-worshippers are the people who do not do the needful. What should be done? What happens to people who do not do their duties? Or who do not worship? For them, he says, that people of third type of people, Swabhavikaya, it must be, isn't it? What do you have? Swabhavikaya, it must be. Swabhavikaya to ashastriyaya pravrutya. See, people who do not follow the Vedic way of life, who are not worshippers, not have Shraddha in the Shastra. And what can guide their lives? Therefore, what happens? Their behavior, pravruttihi. Pravruttiya means by their activities, which is completely ashastriya pravruttihi. By their activity, which is not in conformity with Shastra's teaching. A third type of people who do not have Shraddha in the Shastram, not follow the Shastra's way of life enjoyed by the Shastram, naturally, their activity, their behavior, the involvement must be in, their behavior must be ashastriya pravruttihi. So, ashastriyaya pravruttya. Ashastriya pravruttya. This swabhavikaya also. by their own natural behavior, natural instinctive behavior, and governed by their own personal likes and dislikes, determined by their own personal likes and dislikes, and the behavior which is completely ashastriya, against the Shastra's injunction, which is not in conformity with Shastra's injunction. By such behavior, such activity, which is not in conformity with Shastra's injunction, and which is swabhavika, swabhaviki pravritti, swabhavikaya ashastriyaya tu pravrittya. So people who are neither sakama, the person who is neither sakamaha nor nishkamaha, but how his activity, his behavior is completely governed by his own natural instinctive habits, determined by his own personal likes and dislikes, which against which is not in conformity with the Shastra. Such a person, for such a person, adhogatihi syat. Such a person, what will be the gati? Such a person will attain the lowest adhogatihi. The birth of a low, inferior caliber. Adhogatihi means the birth of an inferior caliber will be there for such a person. Inferior caliber means what? The birth of inferior caliber means what? Pashvadi sthavaranta. Maybe a birth assuming the body of an animal. Pashu means animal. Animal, etc. Or even immobile beings, to the extent of an immobile being in the form of plants, sthavaranta. Pashu adi sthavara anta sthavaranta, pashvadi sthavaranta adhogatihi syat. For the third type of person. So, Shankara Bhagavatpada talks about people of three different categories. So the third type of person is the one whose pravruttihi means whose activity, whose behavior, whose way of life is completely swabhaviki. It's completely an instinctive, natural, instinctive behavior, and which is not in conformity with Shastra's teaching. For such a person, there will be adhogatihi. The end will be in the form of inferior birth. In terms of assuming the body of an animal, or even the body of the form of an immobile being, a plant. Pashvadi sthavaranta adhogatihi syat. Okay. For this, Shankara Bhagavatpada wants to give the proper, see, whenever Shankara Bhagavatpada says anything, he has talked about people of three types, three categories. Now he has to give, it is not his own sentence. Shastram says, he wants to give evidence from the Upanishad. Shruti Pramanam. Whatever Shankara Bhagavatpada has said until now, that has evidence, support from the Upanishad itself. So he presents a quotation from Chandogya Upanishad. Now now you learn, you have understood, you must have understood by now. Whenever Shankara Gurupada presents his teaching beautifully, everywhere he will quote a relevant mantra from Upanishad as an evidence from this Shruti. Shruti is the proof. Shruti says means what he says is only what Shruti says. And what Shruti says is satyam, which you have to accept. Don't deny. That is why the whole teaching is for a Vaidika. The person who does not have any Shraddha in the Shastram, if he listens, he or she, it won't make any sense. Okay. Now this is a quote now. Quotation from Chandogya Upanishad. Athaityoho pathoho na katarena cha na tani imani kshudrani sakrat avartini bhutani bhavanti jayasvamriyasva ityetat tritiyam sthanam. The Chandogya Upanishad, the whole mantra, let me tell you. Iti tritiyam sthanam. This is the third position of people. Third position of people means people of third position, people of third category. Tritiyam sthanam, the third place is of a person of third category. Such a person, you can say, because many plural also is there. Such people who are of this third category, atha then, etatyoho pathoho na katarena cha, they do not travel through any of these paths. Any of these paths means what? There are two paths. One path is said to be, see, path means path. And the two paths, two margas. I said dakshinagatihi uttaragatihi. Dakshinagatihi uttaragatihi. Make a compound word, dakshinagatihi uttaragatihi. Uttaragatihi. The northern path is said to be Shukla Gatihi, mean bright path. Northern path is also known as Shukla Gatihi, bright path. This northern path, known as bright path Shukla Gatihi, is also said to be solar path, Surya Gatihi. Surya Gatihi, Shukla Gatihi, Uttara Gatihi mean the same. Now, Chandra Gatihi, Krishna Gatihi, Dakshina Gatihi mean the same. Correct? So, if people travel through, if a person practices rituals, does not combine them with meditation practices, and he is Akamaha also, such a person who naturally will earn punyam. As a result of that punyam, he can travel through this uttaragatihi, sorry, dakshinagatihi, otherwise known as krishnagatihi or the sachandragatihi, and he'll go to higher lokas. There he'll exhaust the punyam, enjoy the pleasures there. When punyam gets exhausted, he has to come back. Again, he can come back. And he'll be in samsara. Only a nishkamaha who practices karma, practices ritual, performs ritual, practices meditation, he is a person of a synthesis of karma and upasanam. Such a person, he attains mental purification, and then he passes away also, he can travel through Shukla Gatihi, Uttara Gatihi. He can go to Brahmaloka and attain Kamukti, or he can attain Mukti here itself. Sadhya Mukti also he can attain. Whereas the third type of people are the people who do not follow any teachings of the Shastram. So their behavior is completely governed by their own natural instinct, their own personal likes and dislikes. So, swabhavikaya pravrutya, and in such behavior, completely not at all in keeping the Shastra's teaching, therefore, ashastriyaya pravrutya, adult of which they'll attain the birth of a lower, inferior order. I mean, in the form of assuming an animal body or a plant body. Therefore, now he's talking about atha yetatyoho pathoho na katarena cha, not by either of this path. There are some people who do not travel either by this Suklagati or Krishnagati. They do not go to any higher lokas. They do not even attain any Antakarna Shuddhi or anything. Who are the people? Pathoho, atha, etyoho, pathoho. Between these two paths, na katarena cha, not by either of the two, not by either of the two, they travel. Then what do? Tani imani, shudrani, asakrit avartini bhutani bhavanti. They become the beings. So people of such third category become the beings which return repeatedly into the samsara, into the world of transmigration, the life of transmigration. Avartini bhutani bhavanti. Avartini bhutani means avartini bhutani bhavanti. The people of third category who do not travel by either of the paths between the two, they become the beings which return into this samsara. Again and again, avartini bhutani, the beings which repeatedly come into this life of samsara. Not once, asakrit, sakrit means once. Asakrit means what? Countlessly, many times they become the beings which return into this life of samsara repeatedly many times. Imani kshudrani bhutani. Tani imani kshudrani bhutani. Asakridvartini bhavanti. The kshudrani bhutani means they become the beings of inferior caliber. They become the beings of inferior caliber, and they repeatedly come into this life of samsara many times. And beings of inferior caliber means what? Kshudrani. Kshudrani means very, very petty, and very, very, beings of inferior caliber means even like, you know, the mosquitoes, bugs, like that, such as. They come and die. Jayasva mriyasva. They don't have a long span of life. Even to be a dog and monkey, they have some years of life. So jayasva mriyasva. Born, die. Jayasva, may you be born. Mriyasva, may you die. Like this. Jayasva mriyasva. Jayasva mriyasva. Be born, die. Be born, die. As, like, okay, like this. In this manner. As jayasva mriyasva. Be born, die. That, what does it mean? In this manner, So those beings, those people actually who do not follow the Shastra's teaching and whose way of life is completely governed by their own natural instinct, determined by their own personal likes and dislikes, you're completely against the Shastram, and they're not eligible to travel through either of these paths. Such people become the beings of very, very lowest category or inferior caliber, and which return into the self samsara many times again and again, and which just tiny insects, tiny worms, which just come and die soon. They become such beings. Iti etat tritiyam sthanam. Is it clear? If we don't have a complete mantra, but see, sometimes Upanishad words are not complete. We have to get the essence there. What it said is, they'll be born as the beings of inferior, most inferior caliber, which die very soon with the very shortest span of life. What a span of life for a mosquito or a bug or a butterfly. Butterfly may have some long time, a worm, etc. Isn't it? Such creatures also they become. See, once the lifestyle, the way of life lived by a person is not governed by Shastra's instruction, definitely it will be a life of adharma. There won't be, a person will not be conscious of dharma. Then a person, whatever the person does, then accordingly the papam the person accumulates contributes for only having such a life. Okay. Iti shrutehe atha etyoho pathoho na katarena cha na tani imani kshudrani asakrad avartini bhutani bhavanti jayasvamriyasva iti etat tritiyam sthanam iti shrutehe. This is the statement from Chandogya Upanishad. Then, one tiny sentence from Aitreya Aranyakam. Prajaha tisrotyayamiyuhu. So, tisraha prajaha atyayamiyuhu. So, tisraha prajaha means three types of beings. See, actually, all the living creatures can be divided into beings of four groups. After the mammals, he leaves the mammals. So people of such behavior, people whose lifestyle, whose way of life is governed by their own natural instinct, governed by their own personal likes and dislikes, which is completely not at all in conformity with the Shastra's teaching, such people will be born into the beings of three categories. What are they? Tisraha prajaha, beings of three categories. Tisraha prajaha, three types of beings. Atyayamiyuhu. So, iyuhu, they attain the state, they attain the position of being the beings of three levels, three types. What are they? Andajaha prajaha. Andajaha means, anda means egg. So the beings born out of eggs, birds, Not only birds, you can think of all the beings which are born out of eggs. Andajaha. If you don't follow the Vedic way of life, then you possibly are being born as an andaja. Then swedajaha. Swedaha means sweat. So swedajaha means moisture-born beings. Now you can say, lice, bugs, mosquitoes, they're all moisture-born. Dampness-born, moisture-born beings are swedajaha. Then plants, udbidjaha. Udbidjaha means udbidya jayante iti udbidjaha. Svedat jayante iti swedajaha. Andat jayante iti andajaha. Andajaha prajaha. Or you can say andajani bhutani. Andajaha prajaha. Andajani bhutani. Svedajani. Udbidjani means the plants are said to be udbidjani. Bhutani. Why? Because the living beings, living things, which are born breaking open the seed and breaking open the earth. Udbidya jayante iti udbidjani. Plants. So people who, the prajahaha tisraha atyayamiyuhu, ate sakamaha or nishkamaha, if people follow the way of life enjoined by the Shastram, they can escape assuming the bodies of the inferior caliber. Atyayaha, atyayam iyuhu. Iyuhu means they attain or they go through a path which is neither Dakshinagatihi or nor Uttaragatihi, which is different from both. Therefore, ati ati ayaha means which is different from both paths. So beings which do not go, which attain a different gati, which is different from both Uttaragatihi or Dakshinagatihi, or Shuklagatihi or Krishnagatihi. And those beings are beings of three categories. We saw Andajani Bhutani, Svedajani Bhutani, then Udbidjani Bhutani. Got them? Okay. Iticha mantra varna varna varnat mantra varnaha. This is the statement from is a Rigveda mantra. So Aitreya is a mantra from Aitreya Aranyakam of Rigveda. Okay. We'll go to the next sentence. Anyway, we are not interested in all those things because we want to know what exactly is going to be there. Said in the later on, subject matter of the Upanishad. Now, Shankar Bhagavatpada now comes back to the person of a refined mind. Who is a person of refined mind? The person of the most refined mind is a jnani. The person who has discovered the reality as one's own swarupam, Atmajnani, Brahmajnani, is a person of the most refined mind, the most mature-minded person. But the person who is aspiring for jnanam, who is nishkamaha, and who is shuddha-sattvaha, is a relatively refined minded person. Who can be here he's going to talk about the person. Vishuddha sattvasya tu nishkamasya eva bahyat anityat sadhya sadhana sambandhat viraktasya iha kritat purva kritadva samskara visesha udbhavat viraktasya pratyagatma visaya jignyasa pravartate. Please make a note. Jignyasa pravartate. Jnatum iccha jignyasa. Desire to know is jignyasa. Desire to know the truth, desire to know the reality of the whole cosmos, obtaining as one's own sarupam. The person who is desperately aspiring for jnanam and knowing the value of jnanam as only means of attainment of moksha. Okay, such a person, jignyasa pravartate means the desire for jnanam rises. See, desire for jnanam will not rise at all if a person is not mature. Desire for knowledge, to have the desire for knowledge risen in one's mind, one must be highly fortunate, one must have a lot of punyam. Without punyam, people won't be interested in jnanam. It will go above the head if you go and tell them. Nobody will listen to us. So here, jignyasa kasi pravartate, jignyasa pravartate. Pravartate has so many meanings. Pravartate means acts, becomes active, rises, happens. So many meanings are there. So here, if you take it as rises. Jignyasa pravartate means desire for knowledge rises. Desire for knowing the truth rises. Desire for knowing what? Pratyagatma vishaya jignyasa. Kidrushi jignyasa jayate. Pravartate means jayate. Kidrushi jignyasa jayate. Ka jignyasa jayate. Desire for knowing what? Desire for the knowledge for which the subject matter is pratyagatma. So pratyagatma vishaya jignyasa pravartate. Pratyagatma vishaya jignyasa pravartate. Pratyagatma vishaya is adjective for jignyasa. Kidrushi jignyasa ka jignyasa jayate pravartate. Pratyagatma vishaya jignyasa. Desire for knowing pratyagatma. Pratyagatma means what? The absolute reality, the ultimate truth of the whole cosmos, obtaining as the nearest self, as the very content of I, is pratyagatma. So pratyagatma, pratyagatma vishayaha yasyaha jignyasayaha. Pratyagatma vishayaha yasyaha jignyasayaha sa jignyasa pratyagatma vishaya jignyasa. The desire for knowledge of which subject matter is pratyagatma. This is the literal translation of the sentence. You can simply say what? Pratyagatma vishaya jignyasa pravartate means desire for knowing the ultimate reality, absolute truth, obtaining as one's own self rises. For whom? Kasya jayate. Pratyagatma vishaya jignyasa kasya jayate. Viraktasya eva jayate. Viraktasya eva. Who is viraktaha? The person who is highly dispassionate. Viraktasya, only for a person who is dispassionate, who is detached, who is a person of detachment, only for a person of detachment, person of dispassion, this pratyagatma vishaya jignyasa pravartate. Viraktasya eva. Now the question comes, katham viraktaha bhavati? இஹ கிருதாத் பூர்வ கிருதாத் வா சம்ஸ்கார விசேஷ உத்பவாத். ஹவு டு தி பர்சன் பிகம் விரக்தா? சம்ஸ்கார விசேஷ உத்பவாத் டியூ டு தி டிஸ்க் டியூ டு தி ஹேப்பனிங் ஆஃப் சம் ஸ்பெஷல் ரிஃபைன்மெண்ட். சம்ஸ்கார விசேஷ உத்பவாத் டியூ டு தி ஸ்பெசிபிக் டிகிரி ஆஃப் ரிஃபைன்மெண்ட். சம்ஸ்கார விசேஷ உத்பவாத் ஆஸ் ரிசல்ட் ஆஃப் சம் ஸ்பெசிபிக் டிகிரி ஆஃப் ரிஃபைன்மெண்ட் அட்டைன்ட் ஆஸ் ரிசல்ட் ஆஃப் புண்ணிய கர்மா பர்ஃபார்ம்ட் இஹ ஃப்ரம் ஆஸ் ரிசல்ட் ஆஃப் தி புண்ணிய கர்மா பர்ஃபார்ம்ட் ஹியர் இன் திஸ் ஜன்மா இஹ கிருதாத் ஆர் அஸ் ரிசல்ட் ஆஃப் சம் புண்ணிய கர்மா பர்ஃபார்ம்ட் இன் தி ப்ரீவியஸ் பர்த்ஸ் பூர்வ கிருதாத்வா இஹ கிருதாத்வா இஹ கிருதாத் பூர்வ கிருதாத் வா சம்ஸ்கார விசேஷ உத்பவாத். ஹியர் ரீசன் இஸ் கிவன் ஹவு டஸ் அ பர்சன் பிகம் விரக்தா. விரக்தா மீன்ஸ் வாட்? Not a virakta should not be mistaken for a frustrated person. Virakta is a person of maturity. Virakta means highly person of dispassion, detachment. Only for him the desire for atmajnanam rises because of the degree of refinement, a specific degree of refinement. Certain degree of refinement a person has attained as a result of the punya karma the person has done in this janma or in previous janma. Purva kritat iha kritat iha janmani kritat purva janmani kritatva samskara visesha udbhavati viraktah bhavati tasya viraktasya eva பிரத்யகாத் விஷயா ஜிஜ்ஞாசா பிரவர்த்ததே. இஸ் இட் கிளியர்? வெரி நைஸ். அண்ட் சச் எ பர்சன் பிகம்ஸ் விரக்தா, ஹி பிகம்ஸ் டிஸ்பாஷனேட் டுவர்ட்ஸ் வாட்? ஹி இஸ் அ பர்சன் ஆஃப் டிஸ்பாஷன் டுவர்ட்ஸ் வாட்? தட் இஸ் செட் பாஹ்யாத் அனித்யாத் சாதன சாத்திய சாதன சம்பந்தாத் விரக்தா. தி பர்சன் He is a person of dispassion towards all the time-bound, external, material objects in terms of arthakama dharmas in the form of means and ends. Sadhya, sadhana, sambandhat, bahyat, அனித்யாத் விரக்தா. தி பர்சன் இஸ் டிஸ்பாஷன், ஹி இஸ் த பர்சன் ஆஃப் டிஸ்பாஷன் டிட்டாச்மெண்ட் டுவர்ட்ஸ் ஆல் தி டைம் பவுண்ட் மெட்டீரியல் எக்ஸ்டர்னல் ஆப்ஜெக்ட்ஸ் இன் தி ஃபார்ம் ஆஃப் காசஸ் அண்ட் மீன்ஸ் அண்ட் எண்ட்ஸ். இஸ் இட் கிளியர் நவ்? No, such a person, who is he? Nishkamaha. A person of attachment, detachment, dispassion towards all the external, material, time-bound objects in terms of artha-kama dharmas, in terms of means and ends, and who is free from desires, who is therefore dispassionate person, is also nishkama. The person who is free from desires, such a person is vishuddha sattvaha, is also a pure minded. For a pure minded, desireless, dispassionate, detached person, because of the refinement, degree of refinement a person has earned as a result of punya karma of the previous janmas or in this janma, only for such a person, pratyagatma vishaya jignyasa pravartate. So, pratyagatma vishaya jignyasa vishuddha sattvasya pravartate, nishkamasya pravartate. Vishuddha sattvasya nishkamasya viraktasya pravartate. Okay, some more description is what? Bahyat anyat, sorry, anityat. Bahyat anityat sadhya sadhana sambandhat viraktasya. So how does that person becomes vishuddha sattvaha nishkamaha viraktaha? How? Iha kritat pura kritadva samskara visesha udbhavat. Because the refinement, because the maturity, because the viveka. Okay? Refinement implies he is a person of refinement, implies a mature person of maturity. The maturity implies what? The person who has clear viveka, discriminative understanding of what is ephemeral, what is eternal, what is permanent, what is impermanent, what is it which can give me what I am seeking in life, what is it which cannot give me what I am seeking in life. The person who knows the limitations of all Arthakama Dharmas, all the objects of the world, the person who knows the value of jnanam, such a person is a person of viveka, person of discriminative understanding. Such a person naturally becomes a person of dispassion and detachment. Only for him, pratyagatma vishaya jignyasa pravartate. If somebody is not at all interested in atma jnanam, don't be surprised. Okay? You don't need to find fault with them also. Allow them. When you see a baby child playing with the toys, do you get upset with that? Hi, bye-bye, play with toys. You send them the same way. People who are not inclined for this atma jnanam, we don't need to just leave them. But if you're ready to listen to a little bit of what you're saying, tell them a little bit. And see whether you may become instrumental for them to have apatata jnanam, to be inclined for shastra study. That is why it's not that easy. Things still, people bunk the class and go for so many things. Why? It's not that they're bad people, they're nice people. But still, one has to see the value of this jnanam. It doesn't happen. The degree of vairagyam doesn't get improved. No. Okay. Very beautiful. Vishuddha sattvasya tu nishkamasya eva bahyat anityat sadhya sadhana sambandhat iha kritat purva kritadva samskara visesha udbhavat viraktasya pratyagatma vishaya jignyasa pravartate. Okay. Therefore, only for such a person, Upanishad has to be taught. I think we should see it tomorrow. And we pray, really, we have Bhagavan's grace, Pooja Swami's grace. We seek their great blessings for our obstacle-free, obstruction-free, continuous study of Upanishads in this program of Nityopanishad Adhyayana Jnana Yajna. So see you all tomorrow. Om Shanti, Shanti, Shanti.